and I have talked.
And I'm Mary Peterson, and I'm a volunteer at the Visual Arts Center, and as it says, I'm a very visual person. So.
Hi, Sue Valentine. I'm working with the Corvallis Arts Center in the Samaritan Arts Care Program.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, good. And then Cindy knows me, so
yes. Okay.
We will go ahead and get started on this Public Arts Committee meeting for Thursday, June the 20th. And I would really like to thank all of you for being at this committee meeting and volunteering so that we can further public art in Newport. And I really want to thank you on that, because we're all volunteers and busy and but we're passionate and we believe in this. At least the meetings we've had so far have been. So there appears to be no public comment at this time. I noticed that we didn't get this on the agenda, but I'd like to see if you have any additions or corrections to our minutes. In our packet of things, I really appreciate how Peggy. We were doing a lot of specifics last month, weren't we? Yes. And how Peggy was able to get that. I would ask about one thing. It's on page 3 at the top, and it talks about noted that benches created by an artist could be placed in Coast Park, and they have been. We were talking about, what kind of art there might be in Coast Park, and Judy, maybe you can jump in on this, but, the benches are there already.
We were talking about art in general, I think, when we talked about that, and I was asked to see if there were still funds available for art in Coast Park.
Okay.
And then I reported that Jim Protiva said no, that was all grant money and it's all expended, so
right.
There was no way to do it. But bench, I don't remember the bench part of things. Mm-hmm. And I know it was somebody from Seal Rock, I believe, that did those benches. And I am pretty sure it wasn't pro bono, so I don't know if you need me to check on something else or what.
Well, I don't think so. I just think that in that particular sentence where it says Rick Bone noted that benches created by an artist could be placed in Coast Park, it's just that they are there. That they were placed, that they are, because we were talking about what art might be possible in Coast Park, and then we realized, oh, the art benches, that the benches are there already as art, as part of our inventory.
A kinetic sculpture, and he said the artist just wanted more than they had funds for.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's a minor thing, but just to, was there anything else in any of the minutes that...
Do we need to strike the next sentence then?
Yeah, Professor, I don't remember that part, but...
Sally, that's
a
good
report.
That's good, yeah.
It shows staff was trying to, back there, but I just... Sorry if I forgot I was supposed to do something on the benches, but...
So, it looks like that we can, strike that, because it's... The whole comment was made just as something that was already in place and whatever. And so, and that won't be confusing if people read. Thanks, Sally. Anything else in the minutes? Okay. So then, our third topic here, the concept of freed, the discussion, and since... Wyma is not feeling well today. I know this was one of her topics that she wanted to visit about. So I'd like to ask the pleasure of this committee. Shall we just hold that topic?
I think so.
And do it another time. We'll put it back on the agenda. Is that okay? Because I think she ought to be around when. Sculpture donation. I really don't have any more to report at this time. What was waiting for is this request to Public Arts Committee, which we're going to get to pretty soon. And, until that's all finalized and I can get a copy and start filling it out. So I did not, tell the artist and the person who is with Sponenberg's estate, to come today, because I think it's too early. So we'll just put that back. So that's ongoing, and probably will be for a number of months on that. And public art inventory update. And I think either Judy or Sally has something. Wyma had sent me an email, and it was my understanding something was going to be put in the packet of some pages that you...
We did a few.
Uh-huh. So. And those didn't get in. Do you have copies that Cindy could make?
No.
So that we could look at her.
I gave mine to Wyma, and she brought them over to Peggy.
Yes,
so okay.
We she did.
So,
and we had one pulled out that we were going to put in as a sample.
Yeah, so I don't know
what
they are.
Well, do either of you want...
Craziness happen around here,
yeah,
probably.
Well, things have been really busy here with budget and yeah, so on, haven't they? So, Sally or Judy, well, at this point, do you have any informal comments?
Wyma and I just did a few at the rec center, basically to kind of get a feel for the form and how it worked and how we were going to do this and everything. And we didn't take pictures, but we just kind of started down that path and then thought we could all look at what we did and if you guys felt it. And then you had this email that had some really interesting stuff on there.
Well, and so. I've talked to Bob Berman about creating a database for us, and he's very willing to do that. He had a couple of suggestions about the database, basically, and I just forwarded those suggestions to Wyma and Judy. So I guess with everyone's blessing, we will go ahead and ask Bob to go ahead and create the database for us based on our form,
which we haven't
seen. Had a copy of the form.
And who is Bob?
Bob Berman is a volunteer who's been working with us at the Visual Arts Center and also with Catherine at the PAC. Mm-hmm. And he's a computer person, and he's helped us create a number of different databases for different things that we do.
Oh, that's
for
great.
For our paper arts festival, for our exhibits, for our workshops.
Okay, nice.
Work
ball, was it?
Yeah, that was an exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice of him if he's going to volunteer to...
like the Richard Cabral show actually had it. He created a separate database for that one because we wanted pictures. We were photographing everything. So we have a kind of a template to work from already based on that exhibit database. And then he'll just
create a new one.
He'll make it for us, though.
That's awesome.
And so one of his suggestions was a drop down for the location. And he'll have other suggestions for us like that. He's really good at creating something that's real user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
A few questions that he had for us is, where is the database going to be located? Who will be entering the data? What type of rules do you want to have in terms of entering
access
information into the database so that anyone who's entering the information is entering it in the same fashion that the other person... Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Kind of authorized kind of a thing.
It's kind of like no periods in... addresses and dashes and, not parentheses, but dashes and, or however it's decided to do that. And then have that as kind of an instruction sheet of how to use the database.
Mm-hmm. And those are all good questions, and maybe we can start visiting about it and then confer when Peggy gets back. It seemed to me that, this database needs to be housed here at the city. We are a city committee.
Can you give us some insight on that?
Well, that would probably be a conversation probably with our IT person to see what space we have on our,
Richard Dutton.
Which I'm sure Peggy can have with him at some point.
The database, it's not going to take up a huge amount of space.
Right. Well, and we have servers and that kind of stuff, so it might be just something where, because I would imagine that you might want to access it from other locations, so it might be something that's web-based.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that you have other locations that would want to access the database that may be stored on ours, but then it would be
it's
accessible.
It's actually going to be an access database, and I don't know if you can use that online or not.
Okay. So that would, it actually, what would probably be the best thing is at some point to get Bob and Richard together and have them have a conversation if that's what we're going to do, so that they can talk about what's the best way to go about that. Mm-hmm.
So you can access it on the web, but you can't enter anything unless you're, say, it is
depending upon how you guys are using it. Yeah, but those two together, I would think, would be an important combination, because they would be able to figure out exactly two tech guys together sitting down talking about.
Right. So, but I think Bob's original question was, would it be housed like here in this office on a computer here? That kind of.
Well, and that's something that, again, I think once he and Richard talk about,
they would
they could then sort out what would be the best way to do that.
Okay.
You know, where to house it, where to locate it, because I mean, I think that they could figure out, because Richard knows exactly what's everywhere in the city in terms of technology. That's his baby.
Mm-hmm. And the idea, I would say, because we're working with an access database, so it's not a web-based database, quite possibly the database will have the ability to create a catalog, and the PDF of the catalog could be online. And it would it would have to be updated periodically as we add more information to it. But rather than accessing the actual database online, we would probably access a catalog that's been created from the database.
And that's how most of our stuff works anyway.
Does it?
It's not when you access the information on our website, it is not the live information. It's a copied or a W version onto the website, so that our stuff is all protected because of public record. We have to be careful of what's where.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's usually the case. Mm-hmm. So that should not be, that should be something I would think that they could easily kind of come up with a plan on.
So Sally, would you, can you arrange to get Richard and Bob together to, thank you, to talk about?
And I can get you Richard's card.
And then the catalog, this would be the kind of thing that
schedule a meeting.
OCCA might want to put on there, on the website?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is exciting.
So,
now, Sally, you have some other questions.
Have you seen the form? Have you seen the form yet?
No.
That's not part of the package.
But we did it
part of the package.
Here is a
from last time?
Yeah, we haven't changed it since we did this, right?
We did it last time.
I don't think so. I think it must have been a couple times ago.
Last time we talked at length about all the things we wanted to add to it, and Peggy has revised it now.
Yeah, and I was listening for about several months, I must have been when I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you.
Yeah,
we had quite a discussion, and we had a lot of things. Our first one was only half a page, and we added a lot more information to it. Mm-hmm. And I think Bob's concept, one of the things that he mentioned was a drop-down box, so that, you know, the city is divided into different neighborhoods. There's the Deco District and the Nye Beach and
Bayfront.
And so, you know, it would be a drop-down to give it a local area, and then you would have the address or the actual location.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, he has some good suggestions.
Well, and then that would also go tie into the city's wayfinding signage and all of that initiative, you know, of the neighborhoods. So,
all right. So who would be the person that would be able to give us that type of information, how the city is laid out in neighborhoods and what they're called?
The planning department.
Planning department.
Yeah. That would be Wanda. You could probably call Wanda.
And this is pretty much only going to be official city limits, Newport, or Newport address? Although it may not make that much difference.
Your question? I'm sorry, I was focusing on
that. Is this going to be the actual boundaries of the city on a map, or is this going to be a Newport address? Although I'm not too sure there's any pieces of art outside the boundaries of the actual city.
Well, we had kind of talked about that a little bit, a couple of months ago, and we were going to do, because there was talk about, if there's art in South Beach, obviously that's going to be, would be included.
Okay.
Is that how you remember?
Well, the city owned property in South Beach is kind of here and there. It's not a solid block of property, but I think Peggy mentioned that we'd be able to see on a map what was city property and what wasn't.
Right.
And we should be able to figure that out by address, too.
But within the city of Newport, the public art is not necessarily on city property. So then my question is in South Beach, some of it's city property and some is not, and there may be pieces of art
this actually takes care of that with where it is located, who's the owner, and that type of thing. It's on our form.
Right, but my question is it included, since it's not the city, technically, of Newport?
It was not my impression that we were going to catalog art that was not on city property.
It's public in general, I think, is what we kind of went with, right?
Yeah, what about the murals are not on city property? And that was
they're in the city, though.
Right.
They're in the city.
Right.
Like, if there's some art in South Beach that's not on Newport city property.
And then it's in South Beach, then we don't have to catalog.
We would not have to catalog that artwork.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks for that question. Let's look, please, at the next draft of the public art inventory. Mm-hmm. And maybe Judy or Sally, you want to walk us through this? I know a couple of times ago we really noodled this a lot to help.
Well, I wish we had one that we filled out, because as we went, we kind of went, this should have this. We felt that there should definitely be a place for our initials, whoever did that inventory,
the
date, right, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, Bob's.
And I can't, we wrote notes in places. As we went, so I kind of wish I could see one because I can't remember.
Okay,
I almost copied them when she.
There is room at the bottom.
Yeah,
slide that down and put another line of something.
Yeah, and we made notes on things. I was thinking I made a copy, but apparently not. I can't remember all.
So we need to add. Who filled out the form? How do you say that? In the day.
Inventory.
Reviewer or inventorier or whatever. That. Inventoried by.
There you go.
Oh, and about the website or about the database, Bob said that we could probably have 4 photos. We could work it so that we could.
That'd be awesome.
Okay,
as
many as 4 per.
Wow.
And I would be able. You'd be able to give a three-dimensional view of that.
That's
piece.
I know Wyma said, because she came over to visit Peggy when we were done, she said that Peggy actually had a lot of information on the little pieces that we had looked at and stuff. There was more here than she was aware of. So that's good. So I wish Wyma were here, because I can't remember. She didn't say much, but she said she would present it. So
We talked of attaching things to this sheet as well.
Sure. And that makes sense. I mean.
So, is there as we're looking through this, and as we recollect, some of our other ideas, is this getting?
I remember as I'm looking at this, it's like the condition. We were looking at one of the sculpture in front of the rec center, and it's got one little place that looks a little different than the others, but we both said, I'm not sure. It looks okay, but it looks different than the rest of the sculpture, so is that maintenance needed or not? So we kind of thought, is that something that we need to be aware of, is like to have someone who knows, like the artist or whatever, take a look at it to see if it really does need some maintenance? I mean, is that a little place that's thinning, or is it just the way the weather hits it, or that? I mean, because part of this is about maintaining it, and
right.
And the so when we said condition, we said, you know, we think it's okay. I mean, that, which is a little weak in my, you know, so. And there was many things that we couldn't fill out, you know, the value, and we estimated, like the dimensions, that sculpture in front of the rec center, it's those two little kids, and one goes this way and one goes that way, and we're like, oh, how do we measure this? You know, so we kind of, okay, did this way, and out. But
yeah, you take the extremities.
Yeah, and the pictures measuring. Will, but when it's like this, you go... Uh-huh. From end to end, that kind of thing. So, and the height is very different. So, but the pictures will help with that.
Right. Okay.
And so they'll be sort of
part of that. Yeah.
Mounted on a piece of paper and included with the description.
Well, I would think that would go in the database, not attached to this.
Okay.
Scan them and somehow. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Put them there.
They would go.
And some of the things we were, there were several we were unsure of.
You need a way of numbering them. Like, this is piece number one that we inventoried. This is piece number two, three, four. Because otherwise, if you don't have a photograph attached to this piece of paper, and there's no, I mean, it says what it is, kind of, but it doesn't have a real detailed description. So you might have a piece of paper and different pieces of art and not know which goes to which.
Like an ID number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you'd have to put a number on every piece of art.
No, it's just a technical number on this piece of paper, and then that corresponds to the number of the item on the database.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
With the pictures, with the photographs.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So some sort of an ID number or whatever.
Right, because there's more than one
inventory number.
That same
artist
at the library.
Stuff, right.
Yeah.
An inventory number.
The inventory number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one thing, Judy, you know, and I realize we're going to talk about this a lot more next month too, but I'm just wondering, it's a small matter, but whether you had enough room to write. Should this be a two-page? Okay.
For more notes.
No, actually,
there was enough room?
Yeah, I think so, because we have so many things covered.
Okay.
And there's a little place for notes at the bottom. I would start to write the notes, and I go, oh, whoops, because not... Being familiar with the form, it's like, oh, it's up here. Sorry.
It's up there, so you could just,
so, and as we get to use this more, it'll make, more.
There's all this wasted white space. The City of Newport Public Arts inventory can be on one line and raised up.
Yeah,
and
I think
if you need a little more room.
Yes, and is maintenance needed? Because I'm sure there's going to be, definitely things that need maintenance. So that line needs more room. Maintenance needed.
An additional line under the maintenance, and
yes, I think just one line.
Or you could even move it right on top of notes, and then.
And then, if there was more
maintenance, then you could say maintenance needed. Yes, and then put needs to be blah blah blah.
And photo attached could be at the bottom.
But I agree, you could change your margin. And give it
more room. That's a lot of space unused and. On permanent or loan, do you want to say the date span at all? Like if you know it's going to be here for 1 year, do you want a date on that line? Because with permanent or on loan, it would just be yes, or no, or check.
That's a very good point. And if something is on loan,
and have a checkbox,
you'd want to know.
It could just have
permanent. Want to know the date too.
Yeah, the date span. So. There could just be boxes for checking, is it permanent or is it on loan? Just check, and then the date span, and that could still just
for
be
the on loan bit,
one line.
Because it should be able to fit on that same line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And on dimensions, do we also want a place for estimated weight? Because, I don't know, what if something has to be, besides it's going to be moved?
Oh, but then that's an estimate, too, because how are you going to weigh them?
That's true. It would be estimated weight. Yes. It doesn't seem all that important. It's just an idea.
Mm-hmm. But it's exciting. This sheet has come a long way in the last a couple of
photos attached.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, we'll probably be taking digital photographs, so it would be the file numbers.
Right, that corresponds to the database numbers, you can look it up, kind of thing.
Ah, good point. So if this is number 072,
then it better be that same number on the database.
In the database and on the images.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And is media and form, which are two different lines, the same thing? You know, sculpture, painting, etc.
Oh,
because that would give you more space if those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not too many things where the media is something and then the form is obviously not what you were expecting.
Because that could be one line then, give you more space.
Just have media, parens, sculpture, painting, etc. As examples.
Well, but you can have a brass sculpture, or you can have a wooden sculpture, and I think that both of those lines are. What about when you were filling out?
I was just going to say, because the one thing I'm thinking of in this instance is we have these, they're big, they're kids' hands tiles, and they're framed, so they're ceramic, but they're not, I mean, they're on the wall. Mm-hmm. They're not a 3D kind of, I mean, they're against the wall and framed, so it would kind of make sense to have both on there for that.
Oh, yeah, because then the media would be ceramic. The form is tile.
Right, and it's...
Tiles.
Yeah, framed tile work is what it is. There's triptych kind of thing. And
is something like description too vague? Because then you could explain the whole thing, and then you could have two lines to tell more about it if it's quite complicated.
Didn't he say something about that? The title field should be title or description. This is from Sally's.
Oh, good.
The title field should be title or description for works with no title. So, title of art, so you would say...
Okay.
Title, I mean, you could do title or description. You put both on there.
Okay.
And he says there should be a date field and a completed by field.
Yeah.
And I like, he said, not on the form, but included in the database should be a series of actions performed with dates. Examples might be cleaned, restored, removed from inventory, et cetera, which I think is really smart.
Because the removed from inventory, the one thing that isn't on here yet that we had been visiting about was, just the line of deaccession. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in most cases, you know, we're not filling that in. But then when it does come that it would happen, then that becomes a record.
A place in the database for that.
Right, that it has been deaccessioned. Right. And, of course, our policies and procedures have, you know, very specific ways of how we're doing that and so on. So, So I think... whether it's deaccession date, understanding that, you know, it's not going to be filled out a lot, but might be.
But if something, happens to it or whatever the case may be, we should have some kind of a record of that.
Uh-huh.
So otherwise it's still in existence, and if it gets blown away or something, and years later people go, what happened to that thing?
Something else that I'm wondering, it's interesting when you're working and then you see the next version and whatever, is we unless I'm overlooking it here, we don't have a line that relates to whether it is, that it's been donated or gifted. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that is really important. And for an example is what we talked about last month with all of this this Sponenberg. That is a gift.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea.
And knowing who gave,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, separate from who the artist is, and of course that's all very important.
Mm-hmm.
But. Gifter? Is that a word? Or Sandy, what do you think about that? What
we could probably come up with.
Donor? Maybe donor?
Donor.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Donor.
There's another word I'm thinking of, and I can't think of it right now, but I'm sure if we get the
idea,
thesaurus
we'll
find
think about
some.
It.
We could, yeah, could probably come up with something.
So I'd like to be able to add that to the...
And a lot of these, there's a line all the way across. Artist, you don't need a full line for that. I mean, it easily could be split in half, mm-hmm. So we don't have to make this another page, because a lot of it's kind of like, there was many that we couldn't fill out. Mm-hmm. We didn't know who the artist was, we didn't know this, but after she's going to talk to Peggy, mm-hmm. or she talked to Peggy, she may have a lot of that, but... As you're doing these, you can quickly write things down, and I think there's plenty of room to break these lines. Yeah.
Is going back to the donor gifted? There's times when you actually purchase.
Excellent. Uh-huh.
Shouldn't it be? Is it donated or gifted, and then by who? And then if it's purchased, and then don't you want to know like maybe the amount you paid?
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. For the item.
So that's a whole. Thank you very much. That's a whole nother concept. Donor and who and when.
We
and
have value down
purchase.
Here.
So maybe value. We can take off value and include some of these
That's
other
what I'm
things.
Thinking too.
Like little boxes, you mean, to check?
Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
donated,
fill in the name or what?
Purchase, the mm-hmm. amount.
Yeah.
Because I'm just mm-hmm. thinking here in City Hall, a lot of the artwork in here was purchased. Mm-hmm. So we know how much it was purchased for and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Well, and that's really good, too, because you see over at the pack, all the mm-hmm. Beverly Green watercolors are purchased. And so knowing that that's purchased as opposed to being donated or, you know, given as a gift. Mm-hmm. And then also down the line, we had talked, we are thinking, some years after we get some funds, that, there may be some purchases by this committee. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. So purchased price, right? And
purchased the amount.
Donated. Mm-hmm. Purchased.
Donated,
and then the amount. Because even the donated people have an idea of what it's worth.
The value. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would commissioned, or is that the same as purchased?
No, commissioned could be
commissioned
something
could
else.
Be,
oh, commissioned.
Commissioned could uh-huh. be different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are drop-downs in our mm-hmm. database.
In the within, well.
Where did the piece, how did the piece get here? Was mm-hmm. it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Acquisition.
Acquisition.
Under acquisition. Good, Mary. Would be... Donated, purchased, commissioned.
And, in the database, each one of these topics could be a separate little page that you fill in.
Yeah.
A separate tab.
Right.
You're not going to fill in a big long thing like this. You'll fill in this, and then you'll go to the acquisition and fill in that, and location, and...
Right. For making, trying to keep this one page, aside from moving this up, but all the margins, because... you can start at half an inch. I mean, you can gain a whole inch if the side, top and bottom and side margins are extended out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just splitting these lines is going to...
And then combining, like, artist and artist contact, maybe, on one line.
Oh, mm-hmm. right.
Or
have
things
a splash
like that.
In between or something. Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
plenty of room on these.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying, to split them up there.
Is there any point in reordering, just for instance, so if we're referring to, okay, at the rec center, the sculpture, you know, with the children at play, if you want to say, okay, let's talk about that piece, is there any point of having the title of the art on top?
Oh, what's going to be the field that calls it up?
Good point. So let's, are we going to identify everything? This is very good. And this is seminal before starting a database, probably. Is it all going to be by location? By the work?
I think it almost has to be, doesn't it, by location? Just because who knows the titles to all of them?
Right.
I mean, yeah. You say, what's that piece over there by the library?
Right. But what about when you have a lot of pieces in a building like City Hall? The location is City Hall. And the pieces don't always stay in the same place.
That's right.
So, you know, with that Richard Cabral database, one of the things that George Weaver set up, because he's the one that set up that whole process that we went through to create that, was where it is stored or located at the time that we were filling that information out.
So,
and we actually in our database had, you know, we could go back into our database and put that it's all in the furnace room on third floor at the Visual Arts Center, you know, if we wanted to for each one of those pieces, because mm-hmm. that's where everything is right now. Mm-hmm. But we did have a field for that location if it's in storage.
Okay,
because like some stored. Things are in storage.
Right.
Okay.
Well, are you talking about like if somebody's trying to find a particular piece or trying to find, I mean, what do you mean by?
Or there's some place and they want to look up and find out more about the piece. So something to do with the location, I think, and that needs to be the.
Yeah, well, and my thing is if he's creating the database, if they end up doing a version where people can access it to look at it, they can do different searches for different parts of this.
By the artist,
right,
by the title.
Which doesn't necessarily affect how you guys necessarily put it in, but
right.
they could access, you know, if they know the artist, they could type that in and it would pull up any
That's
public
true.
Work art
That's
that was
true.
By that artist, and then give them the locations and that kind of stuff. Or they could put in the title if they know the artwork title but have no idea where it is. They could mm-hmm. do that, and then it would say, okay, it's City Hall or it's here. That's a search thing that they could key in that's different than mm-hmm. what you put on your form. As long as the information's on the form and in the database, they can key it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That's good. And probably most searches will be by the artist's name.
Could be.
And maybe location secondary.
Yeah.
Unless people just happen to know the name of something.
Right. Yeah, I don't
Which
know.
Which is, you know, more remote, probably.
Unless they're looking for a specific piece
right.
for a reason.
Right. And then even on the database itself, you can look up under different things.
Right.
So I guess the key is not necessarily that important.
It's just that the information is actually on there.
Yeah.
I think that you have all those elements on the sheet, so that way it goes into the database, and then you just need to communicate with those guys who are creating it, that those are things that people would search by.
Right.
Or that, you know, whether they're going in to access the database or going in to access it, that they're going to look at location, title, piece, what was the other thing we mentioned? Name of the artist. Mm-hmm. That those would be important elements for people to search the database.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then.
Anything else for this form, this inventory form that you can think of. I know going back through some of my notes, we had talked about that we wanted to have an artist bio, if possible. I mean, some information about this artist, you know, whether that's attached to this sheet, how that gets into the database and is evident, but you know, a lot of times when you are accessing, whether it's museums or larger art centers or whatever, and if there are permanent collections at an art center or a museum, you know, then you you want to know about the artist. Mm-hmm. So Sally, how would information about the artist be incorporated in the database?
Well, there would just be a field for that, you know, with maybe an unlimited number of characters, so that you could just copy-paste a bio into a field in the database.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? And Judy, and I'll say to Wyma too, and thank you for going out and testing, testing the form, and thank you, Sally, here on starting to get going on our database. Anything else on this? Feedback for now. Okay, good. So we'll have another version next month of this, and by next month, it works into, people's vacation schedules. I know this is getting summer. That maybe Bob and Richard have spoken, and you can come back with information. It might possibly be, it'd be at that point that maybe Bob might like to join us for a while at this meeting with, some information for us.
So, Cindy, will you give all of our changes and things then to Peggy, and she'll work it into a new draft, and then maybe we'll try that one again and go out and do some more and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the reordering.
Our July meeting is the 18th.
Our second?
Right?
Yes.
Is yes, uh-huh.
Thursday?
Yes.
What's the next one? You said
18? July 18th.
Okay.
Scheduled next week.
No. On the reordering.
Well, there might be some people on vacation then, so.
I might be on vacation then.
Yeah, because that's that week of yours.
And then I do know Bob Berman's going to be on a 6-week vacation at the end of the summer, and it maybe starts in July, towards the end of July.
Okay.
So
maybe we have to take this up again in September.
Right. We may not have the database until then. But I think all the things that we've talked about today, if we don't collect this information in the beginning, then we're just going to have to go back into the database and add it in. So I think all of these things we're suggesting, the more items that we think of right now to include in that database, the better. So that it gets in from the very beginning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's a long-term project, so, I think you're right.
But, Sue, you had another suggestion?
No, just on the reordering, the freestanding or part of structure, it should go down with dimensions.
Yeah. Okay, let's wait. We got to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
On the reordering of the importance
form.
Of things, yes, the second item, freestanding or part of structure, it would be better better fit down by dimensions and
the condition. Descriptions and things.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Anything else? Because, as Sally says, it really is true. The more, because we don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, we got to go back and do everything.
Important things this time, acquisition, whether it was donated or purchased. These are all really good things.
And commissioned.
And commissioned. Sally, you might want to, if you can, or maybe after we see the minutes, so that, if you got something down from our conversation mm-hmm. that Sally didn't, or vice versa.
Well, and I have it recorded, so.
That's why it's recorded. It's recorded.
That's what I'll do. I'll go back in and make sure I have everything that I talked about.
And it's important to have everything you want on the database itemized, because once the database is set up, you can't, it's not easy to include a new field or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, right.
Well, and then once you include a new field, then you basically need to go back through everything you've already done and see if any of those items need some information put into the new field. So the most robust we can make this to begin with, the better.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. And we can continue to look at this another time. Let's see, another form. I know we're involved in forms right now, but after we get things set up, then we can go on with other things. Is the request to committee form revised? And that was in our packet. And we had lots and lots and lots of discussion prior about that. So let's just see if, in fact, we are asking from people all the things we want to know. And and we had some really good comments last time, which have now been incorporated here.
Oh, under estimated value, well...
What number are you? Oh,
number five.
Okay,
is
yes.
Is it the estimated value of the piece or the estimated cost of materials?
Very interesting. All right, let's noodle this. So the estimated value of when the piece is finished... Mm-hmm. Versus and
the cost of materials to create it is
actually a separate. You're right.
Because but number 15 says includes a project budget with this request.
Okay, well that would answer. So that's the budget. Now we're asking for the finished value of the piece.
Maybe we should say that.
Finished value. Estimated finished value.
Would that be an insurance value possibly?
Doesn't the city self-insure? I mean, it's not like they're going to go around and insure all these pieces. Because that's way
it's
beyond the scope.
That's going to be a whole different topic about insurance. It would seem to me that this is just what the finished value that the artist...
estimates.
Yes, on it. And what it turns out to be insurance-wise or, you know, is something else. But by having a finished value, then you have something to go on if something should occur, and then you'd have to see what a replacement value would be, later on. If it would even be replaced. I mean, there's all the ifs, but... so then, estimated finished value or estimated... finished or...
Completed or...
For example, while I started visiting with you last month, I mean, there's a very definite... a price tag to that particular bronze when it's done. So
right.
That's where that would go.
Okay.
Other thoughts on this?
I think we'll know them when someone comes in. And we'll say,
I think this is another one of our forms that will probably change a bit
over
as
the years.
People use it.
Right.
And we go, I didn't
include
that.
On number 7, about basically that's talking about installation, the method, describe the method of for mounting or displaying the artwork. So I think there could be a line for who is going to do the installation, because the artist may not be doing the installation. Who is responsible for that?
That's an excellent point. We had that come up in Ashland. And who is going to do it? Who's going to be responsible? Who?
Because that could go with, it could be 7, 8, and 9 are all about installation.
Mm-hmm. Who installs?
But that, number 14, that's kind of, describe any proposed assistance sought from the city or other public agencies in connection with the fabrication, development, installation, maintenance, and
what if it's a private contractor and not a city employee?
Then do we care? I mean, this isn't necessarily this is one of those things where somebody comes in and says, "I want to do this somewhere," and we're trying to
Well, and I've just been approached by someone with another idea similar to a couple that we've already been presented with, and their idea was to create a sculpture with some of these pieces that are coming washing up on the beach of mm-hmm. Japanese wood, you know. And mm-hmm. I basically told him that he would need to fill out this form. Mm-hmm.
Which is not available yet.
And
yeah. That's handy.
Yeah. Well, or something about who's going to be doing the installation if known. They may not be to the point where they know who's going to do it yet.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about that as a 7A or something that's,
yeah.
that's separate right. from what Judy mentioned on number 14?
Well, if I'm understanding, and I'm just coming in from totally the outside, so... But the whole point of this form is that you want these people to think all this out prior to giving it
exactly.
to you.
Yes.
So that you're not having to go back to them and say, oh, by the way, who's installing this or who's whatever. So to ask them about specifics on the installation in terms of,
yes
do they want city help or da-da, but also if not, then who isn't actually going to be responsible for installing this is an important question for you guys to consider when you're looking at an application.
Right. So shouldn't that just go after number 7, who will do the installation or something like that?
That's what we're talking about.
Who will be in charge of installation?
Right.
So I think we need to add that
right.
as
but
a separate
do we want to take 14, the information there, and put it closer to the installation? Because then you kind of, you've moved on, and then there it is again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think on 9, you installation cost, you can say, and who will... be doing it. I mean,
yes.
kind of include
okay.
that and make it just kind of...
Well, also, who will be paying for it?
Yeah, right.
Ah, that's another
right.
thing.
And, and that's 14. Describe any proposed assistance sought from the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. kind of goes with
maybe make
that.
Maybe that 10.
Right. So although 14 includes more. It you know, development, installation, and then it goes into maintenance and siting. So I don't know if maintenance is... included in the installation and the cost of installation, or is that a separate item?
Maintenance, I think, should be a whole separate thing.
Yeah. Because that's after it's installed and the artist
right.
has necessarily
right.
moved on. Who's mm-hmm. maintaining it mm-hmm. after that point?
Uh-huh.
It's
and
very
13
different.
Covers that. It right. asks all those questions.
Oh, and does the maintenance, so we can just take maintenance off of 14 and
yes,
and move that to
and
to
move.
Make it be 10.
Uh-huh. The rest of
the number
14, yeah, minus
yeah.
maintenance goes up. And I think who installs, you know, is separate from, you know, installation cost.
It is.
And who, you know, and who pays.
Right.
For that installation cost. For installation.
Installation cost and how will that be?
Right. Funded.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds much nicer.
Who will pay?
Yeah,
will
thank
pay
you. Installation cost and how will that be funded?
Mm-hmm.
Can still be all of 9 and then what we have. But further up after 7, we talk about who installs the artwork or...
Right. On number 10, the property owner, name of property owner, address, there should also be a phone and email, I think, the contact information. Just
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phone address, email.
And there may be more than one phone number.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a home phone and a cell phone and a work phone.
Or business, uh-huh.
Okay.
And the property owner's address should be their mailing address.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there should be mailing and physical because the art will be
you need
there.
To know. Oh, that's...
Oh, there's already a
isn't
location.
Isn't there something about a location? Maybe not.
Location of artwork.
Yeah.
There needs
yeah.
to be the address.
8.
The actual physical address where the artwork will be.
Yeah. Is number 8.
Oh, there it is.
Location, maybe slash address.
Excuse me, Judy, what were you saying?
On number 8, the where provide a location, we might want to be specific and say physical address, just mm-hmm. because somebody's going to say, well, you know, it's over on that corner.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah, right.
Okay. Across address. From. So,
so
physical location.
Physical yeah. address. Or...
Yeah, well, you can do location, and then you can do that slash, and then put physical address.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wondering, and maybe you can help me, maybe I'm overlooking it, but something that has already come up with this committee already earlier this year that I don't see on here, and that is who is going to do this piece of art?
Name of artist right there.
What number, please?
At the top. At the very, very top.
Right.
Right.
But we also should have their contact information.
And for the artist.
Yes.
I guess what I'm, and thank you for that, I guess I'm wondering whether, and I don't know if there needs to be more space there, you know, because we've already had some ideas floated that, you know, it's not just one single artist. Or maybe it's a group, or we're going to try to find some students, or we're going to solicit some volunteers. And I don't see where that's addressed here, where we, the committee, know who is actually doing the work.
Okay, right. Organizer kind of person.
Well, and actually
doer. Well, at the
doer.
Very end, we yeah. have... submitted by.
Oh, and all their information. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Catherine wants it at the beginning, but it looks like it's at the end. Because this is the person that's pushing the project.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but no, that's different than what she's talking about with
that's right.
Because she's talking about. That's the person who's coordinating it, which may not be the artist or who's performing it, but they're
right.
saying, what if it's not just one artist? What if it's a group of artists coming
and
together for something, and how do we
room
want
to...
Yeah, how do you guys want to get that information, or do you need contact information on everybody, or just the person who's pushing it?
That could be a separate form if there's a whole list of people
to attach.
Well, but I still think something needs to be on here, because I'm jumping ahead that we have something filled out. And city council, you know, has looked this over, and now we're there, presenting this project, you know, for their approval. And, you know, now I can see that one of the questions, you know, in addition to how's it going to be installed and where and so on, is who's going to be involved with this.
Mm-hmm. You don't think this covers it, because it says artists and or donors planning, blah, blah, blah. So you have submitted by. So say Joe Smith walks in and says, here, I want to submit this. And he's uh-huh. given his name, address, phone number. And at the beginning, he says, you know, well, I'm Joe, and I've got 14 people lined up here to put this project together. And they're all artists, and they're going to do this. So
whose name should I put here?
So name of artist. So... do we need all 14 of those people, or two, or whatever? That you don't think that would work under name of artist, and then the type of artwork, but yet this is the person who's kind of handling it all, is on
sure,
the back page.
Sure, and I think that should remain
right.
on the back.
And she had a good suggestion that if there's a whole bunch of people, maybe there should be an attachment.
But so you don't think
it's
that
like
covers
attachment.
What you're
well,
asking?
Yes. Maybe what could be is just name of artist and put in parenthesis an S.
That's what I was
because I just thought of that. Because
no,
it is important. And yes, we do want to know the names. that it's going to be Sally Sue and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and whatever, and they're OCCC students, or they're doing this, or, you know, it's this. I think it's important to
I
know.
I do, too. I mean, I think
very
it is.
Specifically who's.
Because this could be the, you know, the leader of the pack, and then this is.
Something about attach. Something if more space is needed, or, you know, how they often have these little disclaimers about.
Attach. Maybe that's
any
what
any other information we need, or that kind of thing.
We had actually asked for drawings. Is that on here?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Number 16. Yep.
Okay. So that's covered there, isn't it?
Because eventually, if it is a group of artists, we're going to, I would think we would want the contact information for
everybody
involved,
mm-hmm. not
so that's
just
its whole separate form.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like when Frank originally came about Jurgen's project, well, submitted by, I mean, that could be Frank if he was going to head up the project.
And the artist is mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we do need the contact information on the artist or artists, but there may not be enough room if mm-hmm. there's 14 of them, so then it's going to be like see attached.
Sure, mm-hmm.
That's directory,
fine.
Artist
I think just putting in a little line in that, that if you need more room, please attach a list of.
Or even put at the bottom, please attach any other information that would, you know, would, that would be needed or that's needed or that would help.
Because even when they submit the application, even if they don't have all of that at the time they submit it, that is something that you as a group could request. Before we take this to council or whatever else, we'd like an additional sheet of all the artists involved and their contact information, please.
Right.
And then they could give that to you.
Right.
And the same thing could apply as far as changing the margins so we have the most maximum amount of space,
right.
You know, top, bottom, left, and right, because we're, you know, can gain a whole inch across if the margins extend to, you know, extend a half inch on each side.
Mm-hmm. So even with our additions of what we are talking about, we could probably still at least keep it to the 4 pages by doing margins and so on. Right. So anything else on this? I think this is getting really close, and I will probably be, OCCA will be the first one probably who will be you know, filling this out. So. Let you know as we're filling out, you know, what kind of.
That's neat.
Because doing it.
Just so that I know, who is it that will change this form?
Peggy.
Is Peggy the one?
Peggy.
That
Lucky Peggy.
She could hand it off to me if she wants. I could do it.
I noticed.
Well, since you've heard about it firsthand or something. Okay, anything else here, folks, on that? Okay. I think this is exciting to get this because now we have something that, or very soon, that that artists and people with all these wonderful ideas can have. Okay, so going along here and everything, any particular committee comments at this?
Oh, I have just one comment. So there's this bequest that was made to purchase this piece of art for the to be installed in the city. Are they going to have to fill out one of these?
That's just what I said. I will be filling
this
out.
Okay,
yes.
So not necessarily every line is going to be filled in on this form if the piece is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But this would be needed because
this is
the document that we then look at to make our recommendation. You know, and it could be that the city councilors want to see it as well. Mm-hmm. But so yes, thanks for that question.
Yeah, things like that are always good to attach to the city packet, the council packet. When I mean, that way they can look at it ahead of time. They may it eliminates sometimes some of the questions that they might ask during council meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It does help.
Yeah. All right. So we have some other topics that we are going to put on our agenda for next time. This Percent for Arts form is still something that's a work in progress. I do want to indicate that Carla Perry has emailed me. You know, Carla has been the real proponent, you know, to keep on the front burner this Percent for Arts. And so as she's asking about, updates and where we are, and of course we have moved forward on this to some degree, and so we'll look at that form and language next time.
We have not created that though. Is that correct?
That's right.
Is there a draft?
That's going to be for next time, a public version.
Right.
Peggy is, we've been giving some comments about it, and Peggy is working with city departments here and will come to us with some language.
And we just have not seen that yet.
That's right. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks.
All of these things kind of go on the agenda again so that we can look at the changes. Mm-hmm.
I think the planning guys are working on that form, I think.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then going back to Carla, as soon as we have this language more specified, of course, it is to do an announcement of the Percent for Arts program to the public. And that's something, of course, that this committee, does want to do.
Right.
As well, is to have...
We have had a first draft of this.
Oh, right.
From the city, from planning.
And then, yes, and we've had this first draft, and then we have given feedback to Peggy. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we haven't seen the second draft.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay, I forgot. Good job.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people that are building, like, say, a condo development, they're going to say, does this apply to me?
That's right. And so it'll be really good to get this PR out.
Yes.
About this when we, get this language done.
Do we know if the fund has actually been created yet? So if someone wanted to donate money to it, it's there in place. Do we know that yet?
The latest I've heard on that is that once there is something that, is tangible, and we don't have anything yet, but when it is tangible, then there will be a line item, yes, in the budget.
It's easy for them. They just add on
right.
a code. And
exactly.
If
right.
the money shows up, they'll, oh, here's one.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it goes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So our next meeting date is July 18.
So before we go there, are we still holding off on our announcement then, on our press release
uh-huh.
about the Percent for Art?
Yes.
Till we have
because we don't have all of the official language yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's... And
are we skipping over this proposed pool public art, or did that...
That is, you'll notice that is for the next agenda,
oh,
Mary.
Oh, okay.
See, that's
right.
6,
gotcha.
A and B.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I do want to ask one thing. How many of you will be here on July 18? I want to make sure that there is a quorum.
I think so. Yes.
Okay, so Sue, you think, and Mary?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Okay, and I'll be
no
back
plans.
In town. So okay, so that we can. Now, Cindy, other things for our next committee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we want to put back on, the concept of free, as you're looking at the
right.
agenda. The sculpture donation, the public art inventory request for committee form. So those are things that we'll continue.
Ongoing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you have other things, folks, at this time that we want to add
art form.
To the agenda, to our agenda for next time?
Can't think of anything.
We've still got a lot on our plates, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Any other observations or comments before we adjourn?
I'm wondering if we need a committee to start on the development of the list of steps and deadline for proposed pool public art. Or did we establish a committee for that?
We haven't established a committee, and Peggy said that when this comes up that, you know, she'll be, I think it's going to be included what you're asking for under B. She will be giving us guidance about that. And then if we think that there needs to be, you know,
It hasn't even been on the ballot yet.
See, yeah, so it's not even.
You've got a long process there because we don't even know if we're going to have a new pool at this point. So
I think we were just going to use it as a model. We were going to pretend that it was going to happen, and we were going to use it as a model so that we could start examining, okay, if this does happen, what are all of these steps that we need to take? And that's why I was suggesting maybe we need a committee.
Well, why don't we put it on the agenda as a separate topic, and then we could decide on that next time.
You know, it's kind of like, it's not just scheduling, but it's a description of what has to happen at what time in order to make it all happen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. The whole process of it.
Right, the whole process of it from the initial amount to probably.
Well, I think that's probably a really good idea because if it does happen, it's probably going to come a lot faster than we think, even though there's a whole lot. I mean, because we're going to be kind of, you know, limping through figuring out how to do it. So it might be good to do kind of a mock.
Right. What and do we want to include that in the description? Saying something about development of listed steps and deadlines for proposed public art using pool as an example kind of thing.
Or just any, city.
Or a procedural model.
Yeah.
Right, that's really what we want to develop as a kind of a model of how that would happen so that when we need to do it, we're not starting out at
Zero.
At zero.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, good point, Sally. So I think I'd like to have that as a separate line item. On for the agenda next time, so it stands out from.
Maybe we can get some help. Like we had two artists who were from Bellingham, Washington, and they're both on the public art committee up there. And maybe they have a procedure already that they go through.
Oh, that would be nice to have something to look at.
I could contact them and just see if, by any chance, they have a procedure that they go through and they have it all.
I can ask where I was from in Alaska, too, because they definitely had it.
They had a procedure, didn't they?
But if Sally's not going to be here next time,
and
maybe we should put this on the agenda for August or something rather than next time. What do you think?
Well, I would think that we should go ahead and get it on the agenda as a placeholder, as a concept. Mm-hmm. And I can certainly ask, find out in Ashland, too.
Well, because the information that you would be gathering would go to the subcommittee if that's what you. So in the next meeting, you would discuss whether or not that's how you want to do it as a separate committee, and then the information that they gather would then
would
go to
be
that
given
committee.
To them. Yeah.
So it would still
need that.
Let's start
she could
gathering.
Still bring her information and still be part of that. Yeah.
Good. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Have a good. Well, another day of spring and then start of summer.
What's the day today? Oh, yeah, the last day of spring.
Almost summer tomorrow.
And Cindy, thank you so much for taking notes and
thanks, Cindy,
for us and your comments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your observations and comments.
Sometimes it's nice to have somebody who knows nothing about what you're talking about.
And what does this mean? Right?
No, you had some great comments for us, though.